It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. The news from the state controller on California's revenues and expenditures in November is a mix of good and not so good. Jenny O'Meara reports from Sacramento.
State Controller John Chung says last month, revenue came in nearly $500 million above state budget projections. Both personal income tax revenues and corporate taxes came in higher than expected. But Chung says, despite the bump in November, the state is still running $1 billion behind budget estimates for the year. Expenditures have overshot projections by nearly $2 billion. Next week, the State Department of Finance will release revenue projections that will determine what automatic mid-year spending cuts will be triggered. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Meara.
A measure that would ban payroll deduction for political contributions is qualified for the California ballot next November, but one political observer says that even if the measure's approved by voters, candidates still have other ways to get the money they need. Here again, Jenny O'Meara.
The proposal would ban both corporations and labor unions from collecting political funds through payroll deduction. Dan Schnur is the former chair of the California Fair Political Practices Commission and a former Republican strategist. He says in an era of independent expenditure committees, money won't stop flowing to campaigns.
The great irony is that even if this initiative were to pass, under the current rules for campaign finance, it probably wouldn't have nearly as much of an impact today as it might have in years past, because it's so much easier to raise large sums of money from other sources.
The California Labor Federation says corporations don't collect political contributions through payroll deduction and calls this an effort to silence unions. The measure's supporters say it would limit the power of special interests in the political process. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Meara.
From KRCB Radio, that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.